Welcome to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. Whether you're a parent, pastor, Royal Rangers leader, or a church leader seeking ideas for building an effective ministry to boys, this podcast is for you. So let's get started as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the adventure of Royal Rangers. Well, welcome back to the National Royal Ranger Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Bennett, and I'm excited as we get back this week to talking about all things Royal Rangers, whether it's your local outpost to district events. We talk about all the things happening, program event changes, everything about Royal Rangers. You know, whether you've been in a long time or you've just started Royal Rangers, we want you to know all that's going on. Well, as we get started, one of the things that we're going to be talking about today is planning great award ceremonies. You know, we like to celebrate the wins here at Royal Rangers, whether it's just a boy learning that they just learned how to do a knot, or they learned about the weather merit, anything they do, we love to celebrate the wins, whether you're doing it at any form. Well, with me today, I'm excited to have Dwight Walters with me today. Now, he is on staff over at the Outpost 284 at Praise Assembly in the great state of Delaware in the city of Newark. I have Dwight Walters with me today. Dwight, welcome to the National Royal Ranger Podcast.
Hi, Rob. Thanks so much. And I'm excited to be here, honored and privileged to share with your audience. Thank you. Awesome.
Well, we're great to have you with us today. You know, celebrating the wins is a big thing. Now, you know, if you had a boy that came to Royal Rangers and we didn't celebrate the achievements, I don't know if they'd want to come back. They would just be like, okay, that was great to learn. But there was no extra, you know, pat on the back. There was no celebration. We want to make a big deal out of when they learn something new. And we do it even as it, when we have kids and they're first learning to walk, or is they're first learning to chew food or whatever it may be. We want to celebrate that. And for every outpost, it's a little different. You know, whether you have an outpost that does the full-on award ceremony, which we're going to talk about in a few moments, or if you just use the program material, we want to celebrate those achievements. Now, Dwight, you've been in Royal Rangers a long time. Now, as we get going, tell us a little bit about your background in Royal Rangers as we get started.
Sure, Rob. I've been in Rangers for about 45 years. It was back then, a long time ago, my dad, who was a pastor of an Assemblies of God church, decided to start Rangers. And he took me to my first powwow. We called them powwows back then, in the Potomac district. And I was just 7 years old. I was a buckaroo. And I just begged him to stay overnight and stay with the rest of the outpost. So he actually sacrificed, and he spent the night, and I did too, in his 1971 VW Bug. not a very comfortable car to sleep in by any means. But I was hooked on Rangers from that point on. My family ended up growing up in Virginia, but we moved to Elkton, Maryland, and that's where I earned my gold medal of achievement. And I grew up being influenced by my older brother, Paul Walters, who also earned his gold medal. So it was exciting to be part of the Ranger outpost there. And then when I graduated college, my dad asked me to start a new outpost at a church that he took. And I was a senior commander, is what we called it back then, at a very young age. Probably shouldn't say it because I think it was less than the legal limit that they recommend. But I served as an outpost coordinator for 17 years there, and God gave me opportunities to serve as in the section, in the district, and eventually in the region. So it's been a really awesome journey. I've been around the program, you know, as a boy and a leader, and seen a lot of things. So I really feel blessed that God has given me that opportunity. So yeah, that's a little bit of my background in Rangers.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned that both you and your brother had earned the gold medal of achievement. before we get to some of the the current stent, do you remember what it was like when you earned that gold medal of achievement? Which, if you're listening and you haven't earned that, only 1% of all Royal Rangers since the inception of Royal Rangers have ever earned that award. It's hard, still is very hard to earn it, but it's an amazing award to be able to do. What was it like when you earned that award?
It was really a special moment in my life. I got to experience it with two other friends of mine. So it was like a triple ceremony. And even to this day, so many years later, I still stay in contact with those two other guys. So it was a real special moment. The leaders at the time made sure they made me feel special. And I remember the ceremony and the gifts that I was given, and just I think elected officials were there. They really went all out, and it really set the tone for the way I've recognized boys as well in our local outpost.
Well, you mentioned that just now. You said setting the tone, and I think that's where a lot of outposts look at it. I mean, it's setting the tone and the vision of celebrating the wins. What does that look like in your outpost? It sounds like you were a part of your outpost. You kind of started it up there, and you've been a part of that for many years now. What does that look like in your outpost when you're celebrating the wins, whether it be a Gold Eagle or Ranger Kid Award or the Gold Medal of Achievement? How do you set your tone at your outpost for celebrating and making those award ceremonies big?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rob. We have a really great outpost. I'm proud to brag about it, really. We've got our own lodge, our own building that was built on the site years ago that is really the Ranger Lodge. So we get to decorate it the way we want to, not have to worry about the Sunday school decorations. So it's kind of neat, even though Sunday school actually uses it. But yeah, it's really special. We have, we've had 25 gold medalists in our outpost, which is cool. But the way we try to do it is, first of all, through the opening ceremonies, we make sure that we recognize the boys as soon as we can after they earn that merit or that advancement step. So every opening, I try to make sure we recognize who that is and give them even the patch or the award right there. And I'll maybe delay the actual certificate until a more of a quarterly or annual award ceremony. But we also like to use social media, even in this past pandemic that we've been in. We had a tough time. We weren't meeting for months on end, and we had boys that had earned awards. So I made some special trips out with the mask on, of course, and grab some pictures and get it on social media to make sure they knew that they worked hard and they deserve to be honored for that. So that's one way we do it. And even at the cabin that I'd mentioned before, I've taken time to, this was I call it a COVID-19 project. We're had a little extra time on our hands. I finally was able to create a gold medal wall of achievement. And I've got an 8.5 by 11 picture of each of those 25 young men on the wall. And it does nothing but inspire the rest of our outpost and the young men that are striving for that. So it's really was something that's been in my mind to do. And I just finally wrapped it up this during COVID lockdown. So we have some great ceremonies too for gold medalists. We try to go all out there and make sure it's something special, just like mine was. And the other thing we do is we recognize birthdays, even something as simple as that really helps the young men feel special, give them the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah. And I think going along with that, I could see, for example, we don't know what some of those families come from, and maybe the parents aren't able to make it a big celebration. And that's great. You being able to add something too extra to have that extra recognition that they may not necessarily get at home. And I know from example, at least in our own outpost and some other outposts listening, they may have homeschool kids that don't have big celebrations, whether they go to a private or public school that they may not have, or big graduation. For those parents that maybe go to a homeschool or another association, this is their big celebration, and they appreciate what an outpost may do for them.
That's true. And yeah, I also wanted to mention just a quote from a book I was reading from Richard Carlson. It's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. He's got a whole chapter dedicated it's titled Remember to Acknowledge, which is appropriate for the topic today. And just to read the first sentence, it says, I can't think of a single person who doesn't love and appreciate being acknowledged. But on the flip side, most people either resent or at least feel slighted by not being acknowledged. And that is no different for a young man. Adults love to be acknowledged too, mm-hmm. but more important for these young men that we take time to acknowledge them. And what you mentioned about, the homeschool community, you're absolutely right. This is an opportunity where we as rangers and ranger leaders can provide that recognition. And recently I've done quite a bit of research on rite of passage, which is really a ceremony in some cases. It's also a process, of course, but just in one of the last gold medalist ceremonies that we did, it was for my nephew. I really just pointed out that, our lives are marked with a lot of threshold moments. There's graduations, there's baptisms, weddings and birthdays and anniversaries. And we also have many moments in our lives where the timing is primarily defined by our culture. So, a boy may feel like he's a man when he gets his driver's license or he earns the right to vote at 18. But of course, there's some bad ones too, like being legal age to drink, and they may think, oh, I'm a man at that age. But we as ranger leaders, if that boy earns his gold medal or some other award, wilderness, there's these opportunities that we have to really speak into their lives and to recognize them and to really, in a way, give them that rite of passage. So we can't take that for granted. Of course, we can't do that for every advancement step, but for the big ones, we really can. And we should take advantage of that.
Yeah. I didn't have this on the kind of the questions we were looking at, but let's say, for example, where I'm a smaller outpost, doesn't have my own lodge or anything, and I'm wanting to do something. Maybe it's our first GMA, Gold Medal of Achievement, that's coming up, and we want to make it a deal. What would you say to that senior commander? What would you tell them or advice that you would give them to plan a good or great award ceremony for maybe that first one?
I'm actually dealing with that right now. We have two boys that have earned their gold medal, and typically sometimes we take the entire service, maybe even a Sunday night service. And I know that that's not possible now. Our church is meeting one hour a week. So I'm thinking right now how to deal with it with our pastor. And I'm thinking, how can we make this special? Mm-hmm. Boy, even in 5 or 10 minutes that we have. And that can be applied to, like you said, some churches that may not have the resources, or the pastor, even though he's on board with Rangers, may not be willing to give an entire service. So all I would advise is to whatever you do, do it with excellence. Mm-hmm. And a lot of preparation that you can do beforehand, assembling letters from dignitaries, even within Rangers, the national director, elected officials, and put together a nice book or a keepsake for them. So there are things that you can do that really don't take time during the official ceremony per se, but that you can really make that boy feel special. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, there's a lot you can do on social media to recognize that young man. You'll be surprised, especially now that a lot of folks are home, trolling Facebook, and they'll get comments, and even people, family that may not have been able to attend that ceremony per se, they can log on and view it and comment. And so it's really being creative in how you can recognize the young men.
Well, do you have a story or two that you could share about the benefit of having a Council of Achievement, or what you call award ceremony, and how it could benefit the local outpost, or maybe how it benefited your local outpost in your past?
I do. During most of our award ceremonies that we have at Praise Outpost 284, Praise Assembly, I usually hear parents come up afterwards, and they really are inquiring kind of how their boy can catch up or get recognized when they see other boys, you know, moving along the advancement trail. And it's such an inspiration to me because we typically give all the parents a summary of their advancements. And but boy, they really, it doesn't really register until they are at that ceremony and they see, oh, you know, that boy is really advancing. What can I do to get my son in that? And I love those stories. I love to talk with parents like that and just help them understand, you know, that the advancement system is not just about the recognition, but it's more about the journey and that takes place. So the real moral of the story is make sure you get your, make sure your boy is at the meetings. They're at the meetings. We'll make sure that they're learning and advancing and getting recognized. So that's one story. The second one is my nephew who just recently got his gold medal. And I used that, challenge that was tied to the rite of passage. And I tell you what, it really brought tears, not only to his eyes, he's a pretty big guy, weightlifter, and to see him crying on stage. And then of course his mom and dad just brought to tears by just realizing that moment as being, okay, this is a point where, you know, his son, or their son was being recognized for his work in Rangers and the journey and the mentoring that took place. And now he's really crossing over into manhood. That's something that I'll never forget. And that's the impact that we can have on these young men through what we do every day and making sure that we recognize them properly in our award ceremonies.
Well, you had mentioned that we're going to put reference in the show notes. We'll have it for everybody there. We'll have it in the notes there of a previous award ceremony that your local outpost, Outpost 284, has. So if you want to go to the show notes, we'll have that available, a link there either on YouTube or to the Northeast Region website. We'll have it there. But as we finish, Dwight, do you have any final words of encouragement that you could give the local outpost leader that is looking at doing this? You know, they're whether it's pre-COVID or during this COVID season, they're striving to, you know, to take that next step in making that award ceremony, really presenting it, you know, whether it's a basic form or going above and beyond. What's the words of encouragement we can leave them?
Yeah, I would say definitely check out the resources that are on Track Club. I think it's Appendix 40 that's in the leader's manual, but it's not in the printed form. You have to go to Track Club. Check that out. Check out the resources that you'll find in the show notes. And I encourage you, it's not a one-size-fit-all. If I provided something, feel free to change it, make it your own. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I've changed. You know, don't make it the same.
Sure.
Something different, exciting, and make sure by all means you're talking about the young men, because oftentimes we get in these ceremonies and we like to talk either about the program or yourself or the leaders, and that's not the focus should be on the young men and their accomplishments. So just be focused on that. And I would also just encourage folks with a quick scripture out of Proverbs 3:27. I mean, this is biblical, you know, what we're talking about tonight. It states, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. And as outpost coordinators and leaders in Royal Rangers, it sounds a little weird, but it is in our power to act when it's our responsibility to recognize these young men. And we have that medium and social media, you have it through award ceremonies, you have it through so many different avenues. So I just encourage leaders to make sure they don't forget to do that, because the young men, it'll mean a lot to them. And they'll come back years later after, you know, such a ceremony and thank you for it. It'll have an impact on their lives.
Well, Dwight, thanks so much for all that you do for Royal Rangers, both in your experience and in the GMA, but also leading and having being able to influence all the boys. And thank you so much for what you're continuing to do. I can't thank you enough, and spending time with us on the podcast.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for continuing to share both on social media, all the various information you're hearing about the National Royal Ranger podcast. Continue to do so. Leave your comments, whether on Apple Podcasts or other mediums, or going directly to royalrangers.com/podcast. You can leave information there. We'd love to hear from you about future upcoming episodes or ideas that you have. We love hearing all about what's happening in your local outpost. Thanks for listening to Royal Ranger Podcast. We look forward to seeing you next time. You've been listening to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the Ministry of Royal Rangers. To learn more about Royal Rangers, visit us online at royalrangers.com or contact us at rangers@ag.org. Join us again next week as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the Ministry of Royal Rangers.